1930, some people from RCA visited and copied everything they saw. But he did have his patents. He sold them to Philco, who did not succeed in commercializing them. But later on, he did got involved in a patent battle with RCA and actually won in a fairly short period of time because of his early patents in the middle and late 1920s. There's a story here of how the RCA people wanted to control a technology. They absolutely had to control it. So their position was, if we can't defeat you in the legal system, we will buy the patents from you. But no, I want to license them to you. I don't want to sell them to you. I want to get a nice fat royalty every year from you. And no, we'll take it to court. They went to court. They kind of lost in court. So the story is that writing that first royalty check, the head of corporate law at RCA was said to have cried as he's signing the check to hand over. By the way, in building his various vacuum tubes and cathode ray tubes in the Green Street lab, he used technical people from the chemistry labs on this campus. So UC Berkeley staff were intimately involved in the early days of electric television. There's Farnsworth. I don't know, he doesn't look 21, but it's almost late nights. But there's some of his early equipment. The bad guy who stole his ideas did do some amazing things. Vladimir Zworykin was the head of television research at RCA and developed many important receiving techniques and transmitting techniques. And of course, they demonstrated their first all-electric system in 1933, 5 years after Farnsworth. But these are the guys who won in history. And there's some amazing film footage of Sarnoff and Zworykin talking about how the two of them invented all-electric television, and RCA did this, and RCA did that, and of course, no one ever mentions Farnsworth, which is quite unfortunate.